This is Tamara Wallace on the KFRM 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour, and I'm visiting with Mark Laws with Laws Farms in Brookville, Kansas. Mark, how has the wheat harvest been going for you?
Well, Tamara, it's been going relatively well. We got started just a little bit later due to some planting issues on some milo and beans, but got started in earnest a few days ago, and things have been going relatively well for us.
And tell us about the area where you have to cut wheat.
We're right around the Brookville area, west of Salina, 10 to 12 miles.
How much rain have you gotten on your wheat?
Early on, we had a fair amount, but as of recent, prior to harvest, we've had well below normal precipitation. But overall, the wheat crop, the production has been better than expected, in my viewpoint. Talking to other producers, they've indicated the same thing. Yields have been better than expected.
And can you tell us about those yields and the test weight and the protein?
Protein has been good. I seen one ticket that went through the other day. It was at 13.7. Test weights running right around 60. We've had some just a little bit under 60, some around 61.
And how many acres do you have left to cut?
We have maybe 350 acres yet to go.
And with the rain last night, when do you expect your harvest will be over?
I'm thinking we're going to be delayed probably 3 days anyway with the rains that we received. We've been going along really well with the machines. Probably 4 or 5 more days will be wrapped up.
And has the weeds been bad, or has there not been enough rain to worry about that problem?
Starting to notice a few more weeds in some lower areas where it had better water retention. Driving a little bit this morning after these rains, it seemed like it refreshed some of these pig weeds. The rain will be more of an issue now with weeds. Not extremely bad, but always a delayed harvest can cause problems.
And you have a diversified farm. Tell us about that and how it relates to wheat.
Well, me and my brother run a cow-calf operation and also diversified in milo, beans, wheat, and we use the crops for the livestock as well. So the rains are relatively nice to get some of that started.
I've been talking to Mark Laws with Laws Farms in Brookville, Kansas for the KFRM 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour. And I'm Tamara Wallace reporting for KFRM.